Turkey's top military group has decided to replace the leaders of the Army, Air Force, and Navy. Local media reported the decision to change heads of the military branches after their terms expired. The moves are the most recent changes to the armed forces after the failed attempt by the military to oust Turkey's government in July 2016. Other top members of the military will replace the heads of the three branches. Broadcaster NTV reported on the changes following a meeting of the Supreme Military Council. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is the chair of the council. Military officials were not available for comment. However, the changes are expected to be presented to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for approval. According to NTV reports, Yashar Güler, the commander of the gendarmerie forces, will replace Saleh Zeki Çolak, the commander of the Turkish land forces. Adnan Özbal, a vice admiral, will replace naval commander Bülent Bostanoğlu. Hasan Küçükakuz, commander of the Turkish Warfare Air Force, will replace Air Force Commander Abedin Ünal. Wednesday's meeting was the third time Turkey's top military council gathered since the failed coup attempt last year. Last year, the council cut the length of some officers' service. It also put 586 colonels into retirement and extended the service of another 434 colonels by 2 years. I'm John Russell.